This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. For families in the military, a life of service can mean long periods of separation. While service members put themselves on the front lines, their loved ones persevere back on the home front. These stories of hardship and dedication from the ones who wait are showcased in a new stage performance. It's called Downrange, Voices from the Home Front. The play opens this Thursday and runs through March 20th at Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. And joining me now is Mike Wiley. Mike is the playwright for Downrange. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Tom Quaintance is with us as well, director of Downrange and the artistic director at Cape Fear Regional Theater. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Frank.
Tell us how the idea for this play showcasing these stories came about.
Well, I moved here to Fayetteville, which is the home of Fort Bragg and the 82nd Airborne. Moved here 4.5 years ago. From Los Angeles, and I moved with my wife and my two-and-a-half-month-old baby girl, and we were not military family at all. And while I was working in the theater, my wife was taking our daughter to the park and to Little Gym and to Kinder Music, and she would come home and say, "You've got to hear these stories." And the stories she was talking about were of spouses, mostly wives, some husbands, who had a spouse deployed. And the stories were remarkable. There were, some of them were funny, some of them were heartbreaking. They were all humbling. And we had been looking for years at trying to figure out a way to turn those stories into a play. And when we finally connected with Kathy Williams and Hidden Voices and Mike Wiley as the playwright, the three organizations got together, and what came out of it was Downrange, Voices from the Home Front.
So tell us about the process, Mike, of listening to these stories and then turning it into a play. What was the first step for you as a playwright?
The first step for me was really just being in the room with those stories, with those actual individuals, listening to them, writing down notes, then re-listening to them through recordings. As a matter of fact, the opening line of the play comes from an essay or a journal that one of the very first spouses we talked to said. She said, "Sister, how much do you truly love this man?" And I realized as I dug deeper in there that this was a love story, you know, not only a love story, but a love story about the love between a soldier and a spouse, but the love of the sisterhood that happens.
Because you really, the spotlight is on the spouses in this play, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, and the process itself was a long way. You didn't just kind of parachute in, meet once, get some stories and go home. You stayed with families for a while.
Stayed with families for a while. For several months, we would meet, we would interview, and then as time progressed, I then branched off and started talking to other individuals, folks that I wanted to talk to individually, making phone calls, meeting people, bumping into people in airports and having conversations with them, recording those conversations, really trying to get to the nut of what this story needed to be about.
Tom, what has been the interaction with the larger military community as this play has developed? I mean, are you're also workshopping this so that there are the people in the community in the Fayetteville area?
Yeah, no, we've had multiple opportunities to get this in front of the people whose stories we're telling, both literally some of the folks whose stories are on stage, but then also In a broader sense, a large cross-section of military spouses and military soldiers as well, because there are soldiers in the play as well. And so we've had several opportunities to get in front of groups with either a piece of the play, or we had two staged readings of it, to be able to get feedback on what we're getting right, anything that did not ring true. So and that's been incredibly important in the development of the piece. You know, that I got two pages of notes that I sent to Mike after the staged reading from a retired general. It was incredibly insightful and sort of passionate about some of the parts of the play that ended up influencing quite a bit of what was written. And it's been a phenomenal experience having the community this involved with the creation of a piece.
Well, give us a sense, Mike, of how that works. I mean, how that kind of feedback, what you heard and how it might change things. I mean, you've been on the stage for a long time. You've been writing and acting from your point of view, but not much experience with the military. How did those comments affect your you're sort of the creation of the play itself.
Well, first of all, let me be clear that no comment that I ever got made me feel like I had to absolutely take that comment and make it happen within the play. They were all suggestions, whether it was a suggestion from Tom or whether it was a suggestion from a three-star general. It's still a suggestion. And don't get me wrong, I used many of those suggestions because I felt that I wanted to, again, get to the truth of the play. And so more often than not, I just use my own divining rod to figure out, I'm not trying to make a PBS after school special or ABC after school special here.
I would say stay as far away from public broadcasting radio or television as you possibly can. You know, you could do good storytelling. But I'm really curious about that because it is a different kind of a process. You know,
it
a
is.
Creative process for somebody who's the kind of work that you do is one thing. And you're trying to be fair and honest to these stories, and you're also an artist. And so,
but it helps if I put myself in the role, as I do in my solo plays. I put myself in the role of each and every character, as any playwright would do, whether they were an actor or not. But I happen to be able to actually, you know, do the voices and try and embody the characters and try and find, again, the truth at the center of it all.
Well, let's play a clip from one of the rehearsals from this show. This spotlights the homecoming experience for military spouses.
You feel like a bride getting ready to walk down the aisle again every time they come home. The anticipation is nearly overwhelming.
We all stand waiting with impatient expectations, holding our babies and our homemade banners.
Legs shaved and makeup perfect. Mm-hmm. Wives in short skirts and children in their Sunday best.
Our ears all turned up towards a faceless loudspeaker that announces,
"Your paratrooper's plane is now in U.S. airspace."
This is homecoming. Most times it's a quiet shell of a hangar or a small town bus station or even an empty armory. But in a few hours, it will be crowded in with several hundred spouses and their kids and even some grandparents.
It's homecoming. A band might play patriotic music and the chatter and cheers will be deafening while we wait sometimes for hours.
Hours.
Homecoming.
The day that typifies the madness of military life.
The day we think about most when dropping our soldiers off for deployment.
The day we look upon with equal parts excitement and anxiety.
The day that makes all other days seem dull, flat, agonizing, excruciating even, in comparison, but somehow worth it.
Yeah. Homecoming.
The day we lay down the burden of being both the soccer mom and the soccer dad.
The barber and the beautician, the pediatrician and the plumber.
The day we reintegrate our spouses or attempt to make whole again our lives.
Yes. And today brings with it the reality of putting those fragments back together again.
Yeah.
Huddled with our battle buddies, happy to share our own war stories.
Of how we managed and navigated deployment here on the home front.
The day we open our arms to our soldiers who have been carrying the weapons of war.
These are the interviews.
Carrying the branches of peace.
These are the journals.
Carrying the trauma of battle.
These are the letters.
And carrying the wounds of warriors. These are the stories of the ones who wait. The wives, the husbands, the families who have been and continue to carry them.
That's a clip from the play Downrange, Voices from the Homefront. Play opens Thursday and runs through March 20th at the Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. My guest, playwright Mike Wiley and director Tom Quaintance. Mike, tell us about the structure of the play and how you kind of put this together in as a theatrical production.
Let me just point out that in the spring, I directed it as a stage reading, right? And then in 2014, I directed the workshop, and now Tom is directing it. And what I love, you listen to that clip, you listen that Tom has found the rhythms that I incorporate in particular scenes in the play. I think that sometimes because there are so many voices involved in this play and in general, this needed to be multiple voices. So Tom has found the jazz that is inherent in the piece, and I just love that.
Well, when you talk about structure, this piece is actually interesting in terms of the development of the play, because at one point this was a monologue, and I think that the structure, which is I think just beautifully done, ends up really being a conversation with these five spouses and the audience. You know, it's something where the audience is really another character in this piece. So much of the story is not a series of monologues, but it's really a conversation with these five particular spouses and the audience about the experiences that they've had.
Well, and along those lines, Tom, talk about the importance for a regional theater in particular to really reflect the community that, that the stage is set in and talk about the things that are on the mind of the people who are going to be in that audience.
You know, when we had a staged, we had a staged reading of this in May, and I don't think I've ever been in a theater with the kind of engagement you have when you're dealing with a scene that is dealing with a knock at the door, with an audience full of people who, some of whom are fearing that knock as we speak. All of them, people who have experienced that themselves. It's an entirely different kind of audience engagement when you have people who've lived that. And I think, you know, look, I consider myself a public servant. You know, what I'm here for as a nonprofit theater is to serve this community. And, you know, Fort Bragg is the largest military base in the world in terms of population, and we have a responsibility to reflect those stories, and as importantly, to bring the civilian population in and create some empathy and understanding between the two different communities and make them one.
And not only for the empathy and understanding of what it's like to fear that knock and, God forbid, actually hear that knock, but the other problems, most people do make it home, and homecoming itself, after long periods of separation, creates hardships of their own, and I think it's reflected in this second clip we're going to play. This is a scene that recollects an event at a dinner table, a spouse with her husband and their daughter.
We have to be so careful and watching ourselves and how we step into their bubble to get them back, because any one little thing may push them even farther off.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and just say the wrong word and they'll say, I can't deal with that.
I get I'm being dramatic.
And emotional.
Oh, and sensitive.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Sensitive. I say amen, brother, because I am a woman. I don't know mm-hmm. what to tell you. If you didn't want sensitive, you should have married a dude,
right? Yeah.
But we almost got divorced in Kansas.
What?
Well, not really. He came home for 2 years straight without being deployed, after being away for 6 years practically. It was very hard. It was like being newlyweds again, with three kids, and a job, and debt.
Oh.
I started working full-time because I couldn't take being home with him. We had to get to know each other all over again, because the guy I married was not the same guy that came back from deployment,
mm-hmm.
especially coming back from the fourth or fifth deployment.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron came home from a mission once, and my daughter was, this was about, she was 14, I guess. And on the second day he was home, we had food on the table for dinner. There was meat, and my daughter doesn't eat meat. She had decided to become vegan, and he had been gone for so long, he didn't know. He goes,
here, Tegan, have some of this hamburger.
And she says, I don't eat meat anymore. It blew his mind.
Mm. What? What?
And she says, I'm vegan, Dad. I don't eat meat.
What the hell's wrong with you? You don't eat. Well, what the f***?
Aaron!
What?
You can't just speak to her like that.
What the hell's wrong with you?
He just got up from the table and walked away. Tegan just sobbed. I'm vegan? I'm sorry?
That's a clip from the play Downrange, Voices from the Homefront. Opens Thursday and runs through March 30th at Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. My guests are playwright Mike Wiley and the play's director Tom Quaintance. Tom, what are some of the biggest surprises? What are some of the things you learned in doing this project?
The biggest surprise for me was personal, in terms of, you know, we had done that. We the intended... when we started the play, we were going to transform the way we're doing outreach to the military community. It was really for the military community. And I wasn't unprepared for how much I would be impacted by it personally. You know, I came into it with the way I thought about service or duty to the country was as a voter, really. And I didn't really think of it beyond that. And I was pretty content to not know much about the military. And I think it's our duty to give a damn about this. I think it's our duty to understand what we're putting these families and soldiers through, which is not to say that you know, it's not a political statement, that the politics of this are impossibly complicated, but we have a duty to understand. And so that's the thing I think that has been the most surprising thing to me is how much I have felt personally transformed by the experience.
And Mike, in transforming this, it would seem to me that that also the way you connect as a writer, as an artist, is to connect an experience that we might not be familiar with in the particular to something that we all know as humans. And I would think that that's kind of a big part of it for you, is finding that thing in all of us that's going to resonate.
Absolutely. How we met our significant other, how we met our spouse, you know, how we dated, what dating was like, what marriage, what daily marriage is like, and then the event of deployment happens. So it really is about understanding who these folks are and bringing them closer to us and us getting closer to them.
Which is why I think in the very beginning you described it as a love story. Yep. Love is the theme.
That's absolutely true.
Great stuff. Thank you both for being on our program today. Mike Wiley, Tom Quaintance, Mike the playwright for the new production Downrange, Voices from the Homefront, and Tom is director of the play. Downrange, Voices from the Homefront opens Thursday, runs through March 20th at Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. We have all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Mike and Tom, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Frank.
Part of an ongoing coverage, by the way, of our military members and their families, it's part of the American Homefront Project, and you can find out more about that at our website, stateofthings.org. That's our program for today. State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Sheldon Ormond, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley's our technical director, Brett Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.